The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1440 mobile app.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. With a caravan of some 4,000 immigrants coming from Central America trying to make their way into the United States, President Trump last night on the campaign trail in Mesa, Arizona.
You think they're all wonderful people? You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them. Okay?
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says he's added 36 more counties to a state disaster declaration as flooding continues in parts of the Lone Star State.
Because of the magnitude of what has happened already and what is expected to come, I am today announcing 36 additional counties to be added to my state disaster declaration.
And Governor Abbott says that several parts of the state face potentially deadly flooding. This is SRN News.
Being able to live your dream retirement starts with your decisions today. Learn to develop the skills and confidence to own your financial future with a best-in-class education at Online Trading Academy. We are the world leader in creating traders and investors. Let us help you improve your returns and create income you can use now and in retirement. Call today for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone and use keyword OTA. Again, #250, keyword OTA.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Minnesota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
If you're anything like me, the summer road construction did a number on your windshield this season. Hi, John Wichko, owner of Advantage Auto Glass, here to thank you for a great summer and to remind you that with cooler temperatures, those small cracks are going to turn into big ones, seriously compromising the safety of your windshield. Now's the time to take care of them and get that new windshield you've been needing all summer. Call Advantage Auto Glass today at 952-423-6396, and we'll replace your windshield with only the highest quality parts and adhesives. Advantage will come to your home or work anywhere in the metro. We're a local, family-owned company and a preferred shop for all major insurance companies. That means you'll get personalized service, and we do all the billing, all backed by a lifetime warranty. All you do is call Advantage, and we'll take care of everything. And don't forget, you can schedule your appointment on our website at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
The Wall Street Business Network is on the air. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
I'm a capitalist. Come on.
Good morning and welcome, King Banyan Show. I think she's one 1,024th capitalist. At least according to testing.
You know, you delivered that as well as you possibly could based off of the week's news. I don't like to take over your show, but I had to let you know that's very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Could not resist. I will say this, and it has nothing to do with Senator Warren. Ross, have you Have you invested money in one of the DNA testing kits?
No.
From Ancestry or 23andMe?
I have not. Okay. It does intrigue me, but I also feel like it's just going to leave me with a lot more gray area than I already have. So why pay for that when I already know?
Right. Well, because my family history on my father's side gets cut off, okay, and to make a long story short, my last name, Banyan, or if you want to pronounce it in its original form, Banayan, is Armenian, and my grandparents left the old country. One came from an area that currently is in that part of Turkey that runs right up against the Syrian border near the coast, near the Mediterranean coast. So it's in the really bad part. And then the other part is closer to the border with Iraq. Anyway, there's no family history because all the records were lost during the genocide and the period right after World War I, which Turkey was on the losing side of. The Ottoman Empire was on the losing side of. So anyway, to make a long story short, you can't get records for my dad's family history going back beyond his parents, except for what gets transcribed into orphanage records or in an old Bible that happened to travel from the old country with my grandmother, which at least had her parents and her grandparents in it. So we have that's all we have. So I admit, at least on my dad's side, I'm curious. You know, so what's the pathway there?
See,
so
I see that, King. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again. I'm off to a rousing start this morning. I do see value in that. I've talked to a lot of people that have done this, and it's a mixed bag. A lot have learned a lot, and some just haven't learned a ton. And I kind of feel like unless I know there's going to be a good payoff, no pun intended, I'm not really sure I want to do it. But just like you, I'm very intrigued because outside of my grandparents, I don't know a ton about my family either.
Right. And on my mother's side, someone had done the genealogy going all the way back to the 17th century. So, I mean, it turns out some of it was wrong, as I've discovered, because anyway, to make a long story short, I was working on my dad's side trying to track down any clues I could get because I can read some of the languages from the Middle East. Not Arabic though. I can read a little Turkish. I read Armenian. I read Russian. I decided to go ahead and try to do some of that work. And in the process of that, when Ancestry came out with their DNA tests, I was sort of like, well, let's see what, you know, you just add that to the information set, right? So I did, and I got results, and some of them were kind of strange. And I'm like, yeah, really? You really think some of my family came from Italy? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I like pasta, but I don't know about that, you know. So I did that, and then about less than 6 months ago, email from Ancestry.com, your DNA tests have been updated.
That's right. They do that, don't they? If there's
I'm thinking to myself, dude, I didn't spit into a vial again. So how did you update my results? Right. So
some other family member, right?
No, what they did was they went back and basically it turns out you give them your $69 or $99 and you go into a database and they keep the data and they keep correlating the DNA to try to get better feel for where you're from based on what you've entered into your genealogy versus your DNA. And so they do a better job testing. On my mom's side, they're from Quebec. My mom's side is from Quebec, going back. We know their history to the 1700s. We know my grandfather's history back even to the 1600s. We know they came over in the 1640s, and you know, Daughters of the American Revolution and so on. But I just, you know, as you think about these family histories things, I just I'm not even sure how we started this topic 5 minutes ago, but now that we're here, but I always find these tests to be kind of interesting because it turns out you're handing them all kinds of data. And that data gets used in kind of strange ways. By the way, I will say the second set of results took out all of the Southern European connections and put me right back in the part of Turkey and Lebanon and Iraq that, if, in terms of my father's family, is like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. That actually confirms everything I have. So.
I thought it was going to tell you you no longer like pasta.
Well, I'm not eating pasta. That's been part of the diet.
Yeah, but, good for you, by the way.
Yeah. I took out all the starches. I've developed a healthy respect for quinoa.
You know, we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
I find I like it. Anyway, I talk about this during a point I'm watching right now from the BBC. I've got on a screen over here. Up here, it's homecoming weekend up here at St. Cloud State, so everybody's outside kind of running around. It's the kind of weather where I'm calling it the first hoodie of fall, right? I got the first hoodie on. And, of course, it's I'm rocking a St. Cloud State red hoodie today. And it's homecoming out here, and I've got on my screen pictures of a big rally, but this one's in London, from people that want to vote again on Brexit. We told you on the show last week that this would be a big deal for Brexit, that this week was going to be a week that mattered. Although I hate being that guy, I thought about going back and having Ross poll the recording of me saying this at the end of the show last week, because my goodness, stop clock is right twice a day, but the stop clock always wants to brag about those two moments. Forecasters aren't right as often as they're wrong, but when they are right, they love to talk about it. We were right about this one. Okay. And it made sense because they had their meeting this week. And Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Britain, has just seemed to have stumbled through this thing in a way that nobody likes. And you sense now that there's a change in the air that may in fact cause them to have another vote. It may cause them to try to delay Brexit another year from the Article 50 agreement that they put in place a while ago. And in the meantime, of course, the days count down until March 29th next year, when they are supposed to be out of the EU. It's not clear that there's going to be an agreement at this point. And everybody is increasingly anxious and upset, and all of the heat right now is falling on Theresa May, which is great for the Italians, because the Italians published a budget that said, yeah, I know we're part of the EU, but all those things about having to keep a balanced budget and things, no, we're not going to do that. We're not keeping a balanced budget here in the United States. $779 billion, the budget deficit this year, in a year when the economy is growing fantastically. The GDP numbers for the third quarter will be first reported this coming Friday, and the expectations are in the threes. How can we be running such a large deficit when the economy is going gangbusters? You would think they'd be bringing in tax revenues into Washington like it's going out of style, but no. They're actually bringing in less revenue, not more, and they're spending more, not less. despite everything that they have, that has happened in the last year and a half, the deficit continues to go in a direction that shouldn't make you very happy. So we're going to talk about those things today. And then during an interview, I'm a big fan of Hugh Hewitt. Indeed, if you know anything about the Northern Alliance with Mitch Berg and Brad Carlson, our erstwhile colleague Ed Morrissey, who now is the proprietor of hotair.com, and so on. If you know anything about all of that, you know that Hugh's the person that first got us together and said, you guys should do a show. So because Hugh's a big shot, he gets to get big names on his show. And he got Alan Greenspan to speak on his show about his new book that we mentioned to you last week. There was a great piece in the Wall Street Journal last weekend about the new book, Capitalism in America. And then this weekend, there is an excellent review in the journal that I recommend to you from Ed Glaser about the book. Which is a well done review, and I post it to you at our Twitter feed at @KBRS. But when Hugh had Alan Greenspan on his show on Wednesday of this past week, he actually asked him a question about Bitcoin. And the answer from Greenspan took about 3 minutes. It is the most fascinating insight into the mind of Alan Greenspan and his explanation of money that I think I have ever heard. And I admit to being a bit of an Alan Greenspan junkie. Almost as much as I'm a Warren Buffett junkie, I'm an Alan Greenspan junkie. I will listen to him any chance I get. I will read anything he writes. I have thought about the fact that if there weren't so many biographies of Alan Greenspan already out there, I would try to write one someday. I'm not going to because there are too many. There are other people I want to write and things I want to write about. If I live into my 80s, I might write that Greenspan biography then when we have 20, 30 years more hindsight. But at any rate, I'm going to play it for you and try to explain to you. We're going to do a little teaching today, as I told Ross and John last night. We're going to do a little teaching about monetary theory here on the King Banyan Show. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Business 1440.
Needs, wants, and wishes. What are you doing to make sure they get fulfilled? On this week's Money Matters, Al and Mike discuss your retirement years and how you can structure your investment portfolio to make certain you're covering all three. Al and Mike will be sharing strategies and the investment products that make sense in your effort to provide for your needs, wants, and wishes. Make sure you listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, 2 p.m. Sunday on Business 1440, or call them at 855-231-6010.
Did you know that 81% of Americans have at least one social media profile on sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram? 30% of consumers say they may not buy from a business without social media presence. I'm Nick Anderson, General Manager of Salem Media Group Twin Cities, and I want to introduce you to Salem Surround, the next generation answer to digital marketing for local businesses. Salem Surround can put your company in the middle of the conversation. Call Alyssa for more information at 651-289-4406.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premiums, and even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at wnav-video.com.
Coming up on the King Banyan Show, King takes on cultural luminaries like Chuck Barris, Rick Moranis, and Ed Morrissey.
Wouldn't you like to play the instrument that makes that little ring sound?
I'd like to be able to play any instrument, period, outside of the recorder in fourth grade.
Remember when? It wasn't that long ago that classrooms were filled with recorders for students to play. It wasn't that long ago.
Is that no longer a thing?
I don't think so. I think they simply jam the entirety of that... of the instruments in the band into people's hands. I see kids walking home all the time, like fourth graders and fifth graders, with brass and woodwind cases. And I grew up playing violin and guitar, so I was always on strings. And our school did not have an orchestra, so I was spared that. But it does seem for a while that even in seventh grade, I was given a recorder to play along with the rest of the class, and it cacophony would be a polite word for the sound that we had.
I think in the Lakeville education system, King, I think we did recorders, I want to say, in maybe like fourth grade. And then in sixth grade, you could test out like a band instrument. And then at the time, we didn't go to junior high until seventh through ninth grade. And I think when you started, if I remember correctly, there might have been band in sixth grade, but if you really wanted to do it, you started in like seventh grade. And the recorder was, I think, just something that everybody got to try it out. But now that you say that, just thinking out loud about it, you're right. I don't think I see many kids with one anymore.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to all the old recorders. Did they get tossed into a homecoming bonfire? Or?
Most parents threw them away.
Oh, I should think so. I found one in the closet just last year looking for something. It must have been one that my daughter brought home from school. And it's like, yeah, we don't need that. So anyway, 651-289-4477. Quickly on the news of the week, and then we'll switch to Brexit and the march that's going on in London right now. It's mid-afternoon there in the streets of London, and there's apparently about the organizers saying 500,000 people. You know, organizers usually make their numbers higher than they really are, so who knows how many that is. But they're now they're asking for another vote. Meanwhile, here in the United States, the numbers that came out last week are mixed. One set of good numbers came from the manufacturing sector, which is still doing really well. If you're here, particularly if you're here in the upper Midwest, the manufacturing sector has done remarkably well. The economy is quite strong, is quite strong right at this moment. The New York Manufacturing Index was up 2.1 points to 21.1. So that it was expected to be at 20, so that turned out well. The Philly Manufacturing October Index was 2 points above its expectation. Those numbers did pretty well. Initial jobless claims continue to fall to levels we haven't seen since 1973. You continue to see numbers that indicate labor market shortages. It's the labor market shortage is a phrase that's on the lips of every economic developer you'll talk to pretty much around the country. There's no pocket of the United States where you're not finding out that there are more job openings than there are people unemployed, which made it very interesting to me. Let me see if I can find that particular story. Yes, here we go. Which made it very interesting to me. There was a piece that I typically don't report much from the Washington Examiner. I think it's a pretty good newspaper, but we typically don't use it. But for things in business and economics. But Kevin Hassett, who's been a speaker here at Winter Institute and used to work at American Enterprise Institute, pretty sharp guy, was a student of Greg Mankiw's, who had been the chief economist for George W. Bush for a while. He says it's going to be very easy for people to convince themselves to re-enter the labor force. The success of others is drawing more people in. He is arguing that labor markets are, in fact, not getting tight, that, in fact, you are seeing an increase in labor force participation. And I would add to that only this. If you dig back into TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com and you dug back into our archives, go back 3 years, 4 years, it'll take a while, but they're all in there at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. Click on the podcast link. You can find me. If you pull all those in, if you pull one of those back, what would I have said 3 years ago about the labor force participation rate? I would have said, it's all demographics. It's going to continue to decline. Well, the demographics haven't changed over the last 3 years. The size, the number of people retiring out of the baby boom generation is continuing to rise. And so you would have thought the labor force would shrink, just on that basis. So you don't have as many kids coming into the labor force from the other side, only about 100, 110, 120. So when we have the jobs report like we did 2 weeks ago, where we're sort of like, whatever. With 190,000 jobs added or 180,000 jobs added, remember that that's probably 60,000 to 70,000 more than new workers being added. So where are those other 60, 70, 80 coming from? They're coming from an increase in labor force participation. It's slow. It's slow. But we expected labor force participation to shrink, and in fact, what it's done is stabilized to slightly rising, almost imperceptible. But versus the path I would have told you 3 years ago about where that was going, it's better than we thought. Our forecast for what labor force participation would be from 3 years ago are incorrect. So there is a reason for Hassett to say what he said. And so when I see, initial jobless claims really reduced, I think to myself, well, that makes it even harder if you're a business finding workers, because it means that fewer workers are being released back into the labor force through involuntary unemployment. You get quits, but people who are quitting don't qualify for unemployment insurance. So they're not in that number. So I thought that was a very interesting point, and the fact that Hassett made it a point to say in an interview with the Examiner that this was true. He says sustaining the higher labor force participation rate is easy. I've been surprised. And then this is the best part. Jason Furman, who was Hassett's counterpart during the Obama administration, chair of the Council of Economic Advisers, says, this is Jason Furman, I have been surprised by how stable the labor force participation rate has been for about 5 years ago in the face of demographic forces that really should be lowering it. Okay. We to absorb, and then Jeremy Siegel, a professor at University of Pennsylvania, said, to absorb 200,000 net new jobs, we need to start rising labor force participation rate again. And so they were, and if you ask why it's not happening, it's this. Up at the level it is. It's boomers who get to 65 and realize, I can still work. My wife had eye surgery on Monday. Yesterday, she's back at the nursing home where she volunteers playing piano and entertaining people in a memory loss unit and playing without her glasses. The changes to healthcare technology. Yeah, we complain about the cost of healthcare, but let me point out, even in the years since the passage of the Affordable Care Act, the advances in medical technology are amazing. And what they're doing is they're allowing us to look at 65 and say that's not the retirement age anymore. People are going to work till they're 67 or 69 or 72 or even 75. You know they're having huge protests in Russia right now over the fact that Putin wants to raise the age at which you can qualify to be a pensioner. Okay, that you can get paid by the government, basically their Social Security. He wants to raise it to 65 for men and 60 for women from 60 and 55. And the people are saying, well, we won't even be able to live that long. It'll never work out. It's never going to work. But it's like in the United States, 60, you know, you don't, men, neither men nor women qualify at 65. Not anymore. And I don't see people protesting in the street because the quality of our health care is such that we can do it. That's why the labor force participation rate, that's what's going to keep it moving up. What will support it is being able to provide not just life extending, but work extending medicine to people in their 50s and 60s to allow them to be productive members of society, productive members of the economy for years longer than they could have before. My wife, a week ago at this time, my wife wasn't driving her car because she was afraid she couldn't see well enough. She drove herself to the nursing home on Friday to go entertain other people. That's the value of better medicine. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-981-0472. That's 1-800-981-0472. 1-800-981-0472.
Standard Heating agrees that fall is a time for comfort. Things like sweaters, campfires, and pumpkin spice lattes. So while the weather is turning cold outside, you can remain comfortable inside with a new high-efficiency furnace from Standard Heating. In fact, if you buy a new furnace during October, you'll save at least $1,300. That's a lot of pumpkin spice lattes. In addition to saving $1,300 on a new furnace, you'll also be saving money on your monthly heating bills, and you and your family can enjoy the season in worry-free comfort. Standard Heating has been keeping Minnesotans comfortable since 1930. Just ask any of their 475,000 happy Twin Cities customers why they depend on Standard Heating all year round. Find out more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheating.com/patriot. Don't wait. This sale ends October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
When I found out I was pregnant, I panicked. I was afraid, feeling pressured. I didn't know what else to do.
I was 9 weeks along and didn't know there were other options.
I didn't know the baby already had a beating heart.
I didn't know there were couples waiting to adopt. I called the confidential hotline and learned the facts. I found an option that both my baby and I can live with.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. So often we get calls just like this from men and women seeking help and alternatives. Our 800 hotline connects callers to the services they need for pregnancy, adoption, as well as post-abortion assistance. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of confidential counseling or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or check us out on the web, prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible.
Pro-Life Across America.
Up next on the King Banyan Show, Dr. Banyan drinks coffee and describes the scene outside his office window.
Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
How did he know I was drinking coffee?
You put your camera in here.
Oh, hi, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. That Lee guy, I'll tell you.
He's always watching.
He's always watching, that Lee guy. Anyway, good news and bad news in the U.S. economy. I can say housing prices have actually fallen for existing homes over the last 12 months. And if you look at rental rates there in the Twin Cities right now, they're up 0.5% over the last 12 months, according to Zillow. So that would seem to be not really great. You know, the 30-year mortgage rate is now nationwide at 5.1%. I'm sure you can find things in the fours if you shop, but the average rate is now at 5.1% on those. So purchasing applications are down, refis are down, and year over year refinances are down 34%. In other words, everyone that wanted to refinance their home has pretty much done that, which means the flood of additional disposable or discretionary income that families had to buy things is actually back to its normal rate. But if you look at retail sales, which was also announced in this past week, if you took out cars, gas, and building materials, they were up 0.5% month over month, which was more than expected. But because car and gasoline sales were down a little bit in October, so far you're gonna end up seeing that the headline number is down a little bit. So core sales are at about a 5% nominal rate, which is good. I mean, if retail sales stayed at that core retail sales stayed at that rate at about 5% growth, and we thought that was about 50-50 between a rise in prices and a rise in real sales, that's probably a pretty good sign of where the economy is right now. The GDP forecast numbers that you're seeing at this time are pretty much all over the place in the threes. Merrill and Nomura came out with numbers this week that were at 3.5% for Goldman Sachs, Merrill at 3.4, Nomura at 3.4. The Atlanta Fed expects on Friday a number of 3.9% to be announced. The New York Fed, which always seems to be on the low side, is at 2.1. But by and large, everybody expects a number to be announced on Friday that's somewhere in the 3.25 to 3.5 range. If it was over 4 again, remember that the number was at 4.2% 4.2% in the second quarter. That would be a very high number if we get something in the fours. If we get something in the twos, people. Morning. So let's move on. Let's talk about what's happening elsewhere in the world. I'm keeping my eyes still on what's happening with Brexit right now and what's happening in London, with maybe as many as 500,000 marchers through the streets today. There was this piece by Timothy Garton Ash, who is a man of the left and who writes for The Guardian, which has always been a labor-oriented newspaper in London, actually originally in Manchester, but now in London. Upset about the Prime Minister, he says, and this is the first paragraph, "Enough! Let us put an end to this national humiliation. Around the world, Britain is increasingly viewed with pity or contempt. Brexit, were it to happen, would be the most consequential and gratuitous act of national self-harm in our recent history." Now, it may well be that Britain will experience Brexit and suffer a shock to it. The Bank of England, I saw a piece indicating that the Bank of England has been stress testing its banks for what would happen if there was a hard no-deal Brexit and the price of homes in the UK fell by a third and stayed lower by a third for a decade. So they are absolutely keeping an eye on what they're trying to tell people. You know, it's one thing to do the stress test. It's another thing to actually tell people you're doing the stress test, because people go, "Why are you testing for that? Do you think that might happen?" I don't think that's going to happen. It's hard for me to imagine. But the Bank of England, which is certainly wrapped up with the European Union, the European Central Bank, and central bankers around the world, is not a fan of Brexit. It upsets the apple cart. It creates a lot of uncertainty. And so as people that don't like Brexit, it certainly was in their interest to let people know, here's how bad this could be, to help drum up those people walking in the streets of London this afternoon, London time. So I think there's a lot to this. And so I tweeted the at @KBRS the Timothy Garton Ash piece from yesterday, or actually it would have been in their newspaper. Yesterday morning. Whether a stronger prime minister could have pulled that off, meaning a soft Brexit with Britain as a greater Norway staying in the single market and some version of a customs union. Well, do we think that's exactly what the people who voted to leave wanted? Do we think that they really wanted to have all those things? Or is this you projecting upon them your preferences for what Brexit should look like? Because, you know, you guys didn't really understand what you were doing. As soon as May decided to appease her hardline Tory Brexiteers, she put herself on the path to perdition. I gotta tell you, the rhetoric in this piece is fabulous. The ever more complicated customized confusion, did you pick up on the alliteration, in which she is now entangled like a cat wrapping itself in a skein of wool. Now he's in metaphor, or simile, excuse me, he's in a simile, is a direct consequence of that decision to appease. I have worried in recent months about the apparent rigidity of Brussels' negotiating stance. But the EU27 truly cannot be blamed for May going back on her solemn commitment to have a backstop for Ireland unless and until other satisfactory arrangements are in place. There, my friends, is the rub. And it's important for you to understand why it is that they're having this fight. It is true. Garton Ash is correct on this point. The hardline Brexiteers believe it is okay to have no deal. Leave means leave, and if there's no deal, doesn't matter, we're out. But what about the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland? I'm trying to help arrange a trip for some of our students and faculty and alumni here at St. Cloud State to go visit England in the run-up to March 29th. Now, it could be a nothing burger if between now and then they go ahead and vote and say, it was just a mistake, okay? It's the Dallas dream sequence. We really didn't vote to do this, not in the way it's happening. We're going to go back and make it all well again. Right? And so you'll hear the record scratch and, skip that. All right? I am telling you, though, I think still no deal is that Brexit without a deal is the most likely outcome because they are marching toward that point and they are closer to the point of no return. What you're seeing in the streets right now is, in fact, a sort of mini panic about what's happening. But what I want to do in the next segment is I want you to understand what happens under no deal and why this issue over the Irish backstop, okay, which is not a catcher for the Milwaukee Brewers, okay, why this Irish backstop is so important, why it's the source of the fight, and why we should care about it. That'll be right after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. I lost my mind on what I'd find. All of the pressure that left behind on Allison Road. Fools in the rain. If the sun gets through, the fires in the heaven of the eyes I knew on Allison Road.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts WOW11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting WOW11 to 88988. That's WOW11 to 88988.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
I'm Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex
Staff
Keeley.
Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I'm proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I am proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
Hi, this is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. I don't have one thing in my life that I can boast about. Every single thing that is good is a direct result of Christ's salvation in my life.
Matthew is one that you might be talking to if you call our number. He's my son-in-law. We've established a great relationship over the past few years, and we pray that that might continue as he serves in the capacity of running the office.
Well, when someone calls, usually I just try to see what their needs are, and whether it's estimating for gutters or a roof or a repair if the roof is leaking. My focus is just always on trying to honor God in how I interact with people. You know, I just try not to add anything or subtract anything from what the Lord would have us do. I'm really excited to be fielding your calls today and talking to you about the needs you might have on your roof or gutters.
For a free and obviously no obligation estimate, contact us by phone at 612-900-9166 or look us up online at thekingdombuilders.net.
It's the King Banyan Show. Don't miss a moment of King's pregnant pauses and audio miscues on Business 1440.
So now he's doing air checks. He's not just looking at me through a camera, but he's doing air checks, too. Shoot.
Well, they say it's good to have a boss who's engaged.
Yeah, so they'd say. King Banyan Show, Business 1440. I am not the Irish backstop. I'm neither Irish nor a catcher. By the way, Ross, I thought it was nice of you just sort of let the backstop comment slide like that.
You know, I don't want to tempt fate for you. If you're going to poke fun at the Brewers catcher, if I was a Twins fan, I'd be afraid of how this works. I poke fun at Brewers catcher, he comes to town and hits a walk-off grand slam.
Sure.
Well, I guess he can't hit a walk-off grand slam at Target Field, but you know what I mean.
Right.
I don't want to tempt fate for you. You being a Red Sox fan, you may have to deal with those Brewers for 4 to 7 games starting in just a few days. So if you want to do it, that's fine. I'm not going to help you do it.
Yeah, it's a wonderful story. I don't know if you saw the pictures last night of him getting hugged by his college friends, each of whom was wearing his jersey from one of the 6 other teams he's played for in his career. And I don't think he actually broke into the majors till he was already in his 30s.
That's really cool. I did not see that. I'll look that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at the pictures from pregame last night. It's touching, really. And this guy, the guy we're talking about, his name's Eric Kratz. And, he just looks like an outstanding dude. Probably the wise old man in the clubhouse that helps calm the kids, because they have some real young players and particularly young pitchers, and he seems to be the calming influence for them. 651-289-4477, the number to call. So let me start the explanation of this. Okay, as most of you will know, Ireland, the Irish island. The island of Ireland is split between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland being part of the European, being part of the UK, Ireland being its own country and part of the EU. Most of you will be aware of the history that Ireland and Northern Ireland were separated because of differences in religion that led to sectarian violence. Many of us are old enough to remember when we would see pictures of Irish militias fighting each other some Protestant and some Catholic, and of terrorist acts of the IRA in London and elsewhere to sort of, to force the separation. Now, there has been a peace accord between the two groups that has lasted for over 25 years called the Easter Sunday Agreement, which ended much of the hot violence there. And if you go to the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland right now, cars freely pass. There is no checkpoint. There's no customs post. There's just a sign to tell you you're transiting from one part of Ireland to the other. Because, of course, Northern Ireland, being part of the UK, has its own laws vis-a-vis the Republic of Ireland. Under Brexit, Northern Ireland would no longer be part of the EU, and the question is whether or not you would have passport controls or customs checks or something for the movement of people and goods and services between the two parts of Ireland. The major concern of people who are in this discussion is that placing border controls between the two places could in fact lead to a rekindling of tensions. But there's no real part of my concern when I hear that is, how real is that versus how much of that is a scare tactic of people that wish to keep to reverse Brexit? We don't know, and won't know for a while. But the argument is over what will happen. That seems to be the major sticking point. What will happen there? Complicated by the fact that Theresa May's government is only able to exist and have govern. Because of a partnership it has with the Democratic Ulster Party, which is a Northern Irish party, which is supplying her with enough votes to pass legislation. So she's boxed in on more than one side. We're going to explain the boxing in and what the real economic issues of that border would be after these messages on The King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Minnesota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome to Coursera, the online gateway to thousands of career-advancing courses from many of the world's best universities. So what can Coursera do for you?
Coursera is the perfect way to learn at my own pace and have this amazing knowledge to help me advance professionally.
I almost doubled what I was earning. Coursera is the reason I'm now a full-stack developer, and I've got skills that I know are in demand.
Whether you want to hone your skills, add to your qualifications, or switch careers, Coursera provides access to interactive learning experiences from schools like the University of Illinois, Arizona State University, and the University of London, and you can join Coursera for free. Just text TREND11 to 250-250.
Coursera is liberating because it let me take control of my education, learn what I want to learn, and change my whole life.
Join Coursera for free. Text TREND11 to 250-250. Coursera, your course to success. Text TREND11 to 250-250.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer.
Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from RB's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. RB's Computer Service.
Business 1440 KYCR Golden Valley,
a service of Salem Media Group, streaming world.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.